I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you.
This is Building Bridges, your community and labor report with a special. I'm Mimi Rosenberg.
And I'm Ken Nash.
Ken, happy holidays.
Bah, humbug.
My, aren't you the Grinch? Who stole your holiday spirit?
Grinch, I'll tell you who the Grinch is. It's really the Department of Education. They're stealing a lot of people's Christmas this year.
Actually, I guess a lot of employers are the Grinch. After all, only last week 3,000 Verizon workers got their pink slips.
It was also the beginning of layoffs in the newly created New York City Department of Education.
Oh, you mean the 500 architects and engineers in school construction that we reported on a few weeks ago?
Well, they're definitely still at risk, but there's more. Possibly as many as 500 more who are working at the Department of Education in numerous titles. Clerical workers, bookkeepers, pest exterminators, drug prevention counselors, and computer programmers.
Ken, one of the groups that's suffering the most right now are the clerical workers in the Department of Education. Out of 200 who are projected to get pink slips, 50 have already been laid off. And yet the Department of Education spends millions outsourcing its work to temporary agencies. Now we'll hear from Carolyn Harper, president of Local 1251 of District Council 37, about the layoff of her members.
Like I said, the world is devastated. They really did not know that they were going to get laid off. The management has been telling them, don't worry about it. Your name is not going to go on the list. Don't worry about it. And this is what they have been doing all along. They keep telling them, don't worry about it, and all of a sudden they hand this pink slip to them. I mean, some of them are married, yes, but the majority of them, they are single parents. It's just devastating to me to find out that they are being handed their walking papers, so to speak, from the Department of Education. My members are getting laid off, and they can't even have a good Christmas just to think of the idea that I'm not going to have a job at the beginning of the new year in 2003. My clerical aides, we have clerical associates, we have secretaries, and the majority of them work in the CSE office, which is the Committee on Special Education. Their central headquarters, 65 Court Street, and, well, they're throughout all five boroughs. Some of them make like $18,000, $19,000, $23,000, and some have been at $23,000 for a number of years without any type of, you know, merit increases, stuff like that. And that's what's so devastating about it, because of the fact that they're contracting out. And they've contracted out through the temp agencies. And yet and still, we train them, just like you say. We train them, and we didn't know that we were training. We thought we were training another employee, and they are not employees of the Board of Education, as we all well know, all throughout the Board of Ed. All DC 37 members who work for the Board of for the Department of Education, it affects every last one of DC 37 members, all clerical aides, clerical associates, and secretaries. It affects all of them. And that's what's so, it really galls me. We are the professionals. We know our jobs. But yet and still, they'll end up contracting out our jobs, bringing in people who are inexperienced, don't know our jobs, and they pay them more money. And I'm the one who trained this person, and, you know, most times they end up becoming our supervisor. Okay? That's another morale. That's a kick in your stomach. They have not talked to us at all. And I'm the president of all the clerics, and they have not contacted me at all to let me know anything. But we do know, because my members work there, so we do know that they have been contracting out, and they have spent, well, actually not spent, but wasted billions of dollars over the course of all these years contracting out our work. The temp force is one, and good temp is the other one. Those are the, you know, the temp agencies that they employ. And they are right across the street. It just hurts me to my heart that they are being laid off. And like I said, they have been with the department for so many years. They feel as though they have been kicked in the stomach, slapped in the face, and all of that. And I do know some of them. They have called me, you know, and they tell me that they really, they don't even know what to do I mean, they feel as though they're going to have to go on welfare now, and this is what some may end up having to do. And it's just, it's very difficult, particularly at a time when, you know, this is tis the season to be jolly, and this season is not going to be so great, particularly, you know, Christmas coming around now. But it's just the idea of them laying us off, you know, at this time, you know. It is really devastating. It's just hard to find words because I know so many of them.
Won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me.
District Council 37 recently released a white paper which estimates that almost $150 million could be saved by using civil service workers in many jobs which over the years have been contracted out. You'd think the Department of Education would be smart enough to learn a lesson from the history of contracting out, but it looks like the new Department of Education won't learn. They've just laid off 29 bookkeepers, and now they're actually looking at further contracting out for their billing services. As a matter of fact, it's so ludicrous, I hear they've even contracted out the research on the proposal for a contract. That's some creative accounting.
And now to talk further about accountability at the new Department of Education, we have Moff Uden, president of Local 1407 and District Council 37, New York City accountants, statisticians, and actuaries.
In the recent layoff situation, that Department of Education has taken a toll on my membership also. We are losing, at the present time, 29 of my members who mostly are bookkeepers, and there are a few accountants. What is disturbing here is that they are laying off people to keep their books in order. At the same time, they are sending the same parallel job to the outside contracting firms. I think the benefit they are looking into is that, as you have seen, that Enron hired Anderson, and Anderson created their own books. I think that is the benefit they are looking. If it continues, very soon you will see that the money is not accounted for any organization. You will feel that when you take over, you will be first taking control of your books. I do not understand how they are telling us that they will be able to take control of their books if they go to outside contractor. If it is more expensive in order to do by the outside contractors than inside civil service employees. My members are educated. They have the training. They have to take the exams. They can lay off these people and hire more of their friends, relatives, to do the contracting job. This contracting job, most of them come from out of the state, does not live in the city. My members, 80% of them are new first-generation immigrant, 90% of them have children, 99% of them live in the city, spend their money in the city, and 100% of their children goes to these public schools. Because if you analyze the inside civil servant working the bookkeeping job and the job they are providing outside with the contractors, the analysis is clear regarding the outside contractor they hired to do the bookkeeping job who will be costing $3.5 million. The same job in-house civil service employees will cost only $1.5 million. I don't see how they are saying where they are spending in these particular instances $1.5 million more. And at the same time, they are saying to us that they want to put more money for our children, 1.1 million children. I don't buy it. I'm outraged by this. I think this is a technique in order to dismantle the union. So it is my belief that they need to talk to us. If they want to analyze contract by contract, item by item, whether we can save more money by doing job in-house, we are ready. We are prepared. The contracts we are talking about here is all those contracts, all those people, those who are working parallel, side by side, trained by, in most cases, my members. Their job description is completely point by point, line by line, messed with the job description my member came to work for. So it is in any way, any fashion, any shape, if they are saying that they are trying to save more money, that is wrong. That is just to create an illusion by which they can bring more contractors. I believe it is the time we all should fight this and continue to take our fights in everywhere we can, and we make them, compel them to sit down with you and analyze all these contracts. So what we are saying that yes, we are ready, we are willing, our people can do the job, they have been doing the job. It surprises us. Without doing the analysis, they are still going and trying to go outside looking for the new contractors. I think it is time that we create pressure before they give more jobs to outside contractors. They sit down with us, do the analysis, and then decide.
But I have a
Well, I guess you could say that the old Tweed Courthouse, which itself was built with political patronage and massive cost overruns, is a perfect place for the new headquarters of the Department of Education. It was these kinds of scandals that led to the formation of the civil service system to begin with. But I guess that we and the Department of Education need to relearn that history.
You'll be doing all right.
This has been a Building Bridges, your community and labor report with a special. You can listen to Building Bridges Mondays from 7 to 8 p.m.